Welcome to the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. I'm Paul Gatling. On today's show, we will hear from University of Arkansas economist Mervin Jebaraj, who says that the tariff war started by President Donald Trump is not impacting China as much as other factors are. Plus, details of a new hotel opening this week in Rogers, and some big news to report from Fayetteville startup Linnaeus Medical. That's all ahead today on this edition of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Stick around after the break. We'll be right back.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. ArkansasStateChamber.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas. Local banking with local commitment. First Security. Bank better. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
University of Arkansas economist Mervin Jebaraj says China's economy has been growing slowly for the better part of a decade. And the tariff war started by President Donald Trump is not impacting the country as much as other factors are. Appearing on a recent episode of Talk Business and Politics with Roby Brock, Jebaraj said 2010 was the last peak year for growth that China showed when it used to average 10 to 12% growth each year. Since then, annual growth has been sliding downward to around 6%.
So I think if you were to read just some headlines, you might get that notion that the Chinese economy is being pummeled by the current trade wars. But if you take a longer-term view, you'd see that the Chinese economy has been on a downward trajectory. It's been growing slowly since about 2010. That was the last peak growth rate they've had. And since then, you know, the annual growth rate in China has tended to go down. And that was expected by everybody around the world since it started happening in 2010, because the Chinese economy used to grow at 10, 12% year over year. And that is a rate that cannot be sustained by a maturing economy. As the economy matures, it tends to grow more slowly. And you tend to have growth rates like you see in more developed economies. So China's not quite there yet to be a developed economy, looking at 2 to 3% growth on average. They're still maturing, but they're a lot more mature than where they used to be 10, 20, and 30 years ago. When the Chinese economy first, was a full participant in the global economy and were growing in double-digit rates. So, yes, this is the slowest growth they've recorded since about early 1990s. But that downward trajectory started in 2010. It didn't start this year. It didn't start last year, and it didn't start the year before. So, the trade wars have slowed the Chinese economy down. But that's not the reason why you see these headlines for the Chinese economy slowing. That's just, you know, where the trend has taken them over a long period of time. So the Chinese economy has some long-term growth issues outside of the trade war and the short-term impact that it's having right now. Some of that has to do with the debt load of the companies in China and local governments in China. And the other major important factor in China is that their workforce is aging. And some of the hangover effects of the one-child policy that they've had in place for many years means that there isn't a lot of young people coming in to replace that workforce. So that means over the long term, over the next several years, China is going to have a much bigger problem replacing their labor force than they do right now. And I think that is a much larger an important concern for the Chinese economy than what's going on with the trade wars right now.
But are the trade wars having any impact on China? Can you see an acceleration or anything in the Chinese economy from the tariffs?
I mean, I think if you looked at the trend line of Chinese economic growth, it's been pointing down since 2010, and it's hard to say that there has been any large acceleration that happened since the trade war began last year in 2018. So it's very hard to pinpoint. Obviously, Chinese exports to the United States are down, but at the same time, we're starting to see Chinese exports to other countries go up. So it's not entirely clear that they've had a huge hit. Of course, it has affected them, probably more than it's affected the United States economy, but it's not possible to say that the Chinese economy has been pummeled by any means by the trade war.
Jebaraj also discussed Governor Asa Hutchinson's recent trade trip to India and the Middle East and the potential for new markets for foreign direct investment in the state.
When you look at the Chinese economy and whether or not they'll continue to grow at the pace that you've seen, so they grew about 6% in the most recent reading, which is the slowest it's been. But there aren't very many other countries around the world that have the sort of manufacturing base that China has had and the ability to have that level of foreign direct investment in other countries to the level that we've seen, for example, around the United States and here in Arkansas, where we've seen several billion-dollar deals from Chinese companies trying to set up manufacturing bases around here in Arkansas and other parts of the United States. So could we replace that level of foreign direct investment from China? There is not another country out there that can provide that level of foreign direct investment, so it's about, you know, adding up a bunch of different countries to try to see if we can get there. So India obviously contributes to that. We have a little bit of business from India here in the United States and in Arkansas. UAE could be a new market, but the thing to remember is that when we talk about a global economic slowdown, it is actually truly global. The Chinese economy is slowing, so is the Indian economy, and so is the economy in the United Arab Emirates. So while these new relationships and building new relationships is important to diversify where we might get some foreign direct investment from, it's important to note that we may not actually see those benefits in the short run because all of those economies are slowing as well.
And that is economist Mervin Jebaraj, who's the director of the Center for Business and Economic Research at the University of Arkansas. You can watch that full interview on our sister website at talkbusiness.net. Earlier this week online, we reported details of a new hotel just north of Pinnacle Hills Promenade in Rogers. It is called Courtyard by Marriott Bentonville Rogers, and it opened for travelers on Monday. Springdale-based Krushiker Hospitality Group is the owner and manager of the 122-room property. Laura Orr is the general manager. Some of the amenities include an outdoor swimming pool, fitness center, business center, and a casual dining restaurant called the Bistro. And from the region's startup scene, healthcare startup Linnaeus Medical of Fayetteville is one of just 10 companies who've been chosen for the inaugural class of the Digital Health CT Accelerator. The program is based in Hartford, Connecticut. It begins November 12th and will run for 3 months, concluding in February 2020 with a demo day. Linnaeus Medical was one of nearly 400 applicants vying for the initial cohort of 10 companies. Linnaeus Medical has developed a unique patented breakaway IV technology that is being designed to work with a variety of medical tubing. The company's first product, SafeBreak Vascular, fits into any standard IV tubing and will help prevent IV lines from failing. Those are just some of the headlines we reported this week at nwabusinessjournal.com, where you will find reporting on the latest business news each and every day. And that's all for this edition of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Until next time, I'm Paul Gatling. Thanks for listening.